don't give taxpayers money to UKIP and Tory EU campaigners. Clive Heemskerk, Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition National Election Agent. The EU referendum campaign is now officially underway. Although the actual date has still to be announced, the main rules for how the referendum will be conducted have passed through Parliament, including plans to potentially give millions of pounds of public money to Tory and UKIP EU campaigners. Under the rules, the Electoral Commission, an unelected quango, has been given the power to choose who shall be the official Remain and Leave campaigns in the referendum. Leave campaigns. This is important, bestowing political authority to a particular campaign, but also substantial public resources. The official campaigns will receive grants of £600,000 each, free postage for leaflets delivered across the whole country, TV and radio time for referendum broadcasts, and the use of rooms free of charge. The establishment media has already decided that UKIP, Tory and other reactionary pro-austerity politicians and organizations are the only exit voices they will feature. They completely ignore the millions of trade unionists, young people, anti-austerity campaigners and working class voters who, like the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition TUSC, oppose the EU from a completely different standpoint. The danger is that the Electoral Commission will follow the establishment media's lead and appoint either Vote Leave or Leave.eu, or an amalgam of the two, as the official exit campaign. Until recently, the Vote Leave group, which is supported by the sole UKIP MP Douglas Carswell, was led by the founder of the right-wing Taxpayers Alliance, Matthew Elliott. Its campaign director is Dominic Cummings, well known as Michael Gove's former special advisor behind the Tories' Free Schools program. Big business. Such people, representing a section of British business interests, oppose the EU not because, for example, its treaties mandate the privatization of public services, but because they want first bite on the contracts. But Leave.eu is no different, and if anything is more dominated by UKIP figures. It was founded by the former Tory donor Aaron Banks, who defected to UKIP in 2014 with a £1 million donation, increased from £100,000 after ex-Tory leader William Hague called him a nobody. Banks could afford his fit of pique. One source of his wealth is a company, Rock Services, which paid just £12,000 UK corporation tax in 2013-14 on gross profits of £19.7 million, after recharging services to another company based in lightly regulated Gibraltar. Not Google-scale tax juggling, but a little England diversion at least. Neither of these organizations could possibly represent those who oppose the EU, because it is a club that puts the interests of big business and the rich and powerful first. Vote Leave has now brought in Thatcher's former Chancellor and climate change denier Lord Lawson as an acceptable face to try and effect a merger of the two campaigns. This confirms that a unified campaign would also not be an organization that trade unionists and socialists could give any support to. Petition. That's why TUSC has launched a petition to the Electoral Commission calling on them not to give taxpayers' money and other public resources to either the Vote Leave or Leave.eu campaigns, or any amalgam of them, in the EU referendum. As the petition states, the Electoral Commission does not have to choose an official campaign if there is not one organization that adequately represents all those supporting a particular outcome to the referendum. Vote Leave and Leave.eu patently don't. If the Electoral Commission can be persuaded not to choose either of them as an official campaign, that will be a significant blow against UKIP and their Tory allies. But it would also undermine the equally pro-big business campaign to remain in the EU. The ardently pro-EU Guardian columnist Martin Kettle explained the Remain campaigner's strategy: if voters come to see the Brexit option as a step towards Nigel Farage's universe, then a substantial pro-EU result is more likely. If working-class voters who oppose the EU are forced to line up behind reactionary racist and pro-austerity Leave campaigners, it is a win for the Remain campaign. The situation will be different the more it is possible to show that a significant proportion of those who will vote against the EU support basic socialist policies of workers' rights, public ownership, and opposition to austerity and racism. Signing the petition to the Electoral Commission is part of that. Exit Left. TUSC was co-founded in 2010 by the late Bob Crowe, the RMT Transport Workers Union leader who was well known for his opposition to the EU as an agency of anti-worker and pro-austerity policies. TUSC's core policies, which we have campaigned on since our inception, include the renationalization of privatized public services, industries, and utilities, defending the right to asylum, and opposing racist immigration controls, and democratic public ownership of the banks and major companies. All of these policies go against the EU treaties. TUSC also opposes the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership TTIP being negotiated between the EU and the US, which will significantly increase corporate power. These are the reasons why, following a decisive vote at our autumn conference, TUSC is campaigning against EU membership in the referendum. The conference also agreed, however, to fully respect the right of those in our coalition who don't support this stand to campaign publicly for their own position. And the same applies to the petition to the Electoral Commission. There will be socialists, trade unionists and others who may support a Remain vote or abstention in the EU referendum, or don't agree with TUSC in general, but who still oppose giving political credibility and taxpayers' money to UKIP and Tory EU campaigners. The petition is for them too.